Okay. Pedik Shmini that pays I know and all of the new Mishnah.
We have. We
have no brainer. But if anything, maybe we'll come back afterwards. So let's go quickly through. Today, if you go today's daf. If you go today's daf. You have to go today's daf. You didn't learn yesterday's? Okay, we'll try. But let's first go to today's daf. Haisha woman, otherwise we'll do it the next 2 days. Haisha woman, bizman, shehiba, beis, baila, a woman when she's in her husband's house. And now we're talking about when you shut the carbon paste, you have to nominate. The husband shechted on her father couldn't give up the fact that he gave his daughter up, so he still have her in mind. The question is, whose Pesach is she part of? Teichel Mishal Baila. She'll eat from her husband's, because probably she'll want to be with her husband. However, if she's the type of girl that the very first Yom Tov she went to her father's house to tell them how, you know, she still felt uncomfortable in her husband's house. She felt more comfortable in her father's house. Then Shochet Aleh Aviv, Shochet Aleh Baila, will give her a choice. Teichel Makim Shiraita. She can have a choice. You wasn't really going to ask, what, Yesh Breidim? Because at the time the Shechten didn't work. How does it work? Retrospectively, we say whatever she chose. We'll see. Then Rashi, Haisha, Teichem, Shabbat, and Mestam, Adaita, Limlis, Ashabbat, she wants to be counted with her husband, Kodman, Shalapisha, Shadaita, Bishalavia, Kodman, she didn't say college, she wants to be her husband. Regulation, Kachder, Hanasu, is a lechle, basically, in regulation. The meaning is that the married women go to their father's house, the first Yom Tov, Shach, and assume having Mark Shubh is the whole thing, the meaning, how it works. Protocol. It's assuming they lived outside the father's house in the first place. You have many young people today live in the in law's house, you know, until they settle down. Teichel Mokim she writes in Gemara Mukla b'shein right the dufa lelech. We're not talking about a woman who feels the need every minute to go to her father's house. Therefore, she has a choice of her father or husband. Adhein until now, the base of it. Tom, understand the hichel. Bestap kol mahay nichala. Ella im kain pish. Unless she said clearly. Says the Mishnah Vayta. What about apatrufa? The person is an overseer of a state. Is Yosem Shishokla Papatrufis, and he has happened to have two executives, the two overseers who will take care of his needs, and both of them nominated for Karn Pesach. Yechum Makajurites, again, he can choose whoever he wants. Okrashi, Apatrufis, and Shayelah, Shnaim, Tuvim, News, Apiskh, each one nominated on their Pesach. However, Eved, a slave, Shashnei Shutvin, the slave, a master, can have a minor slave, whether he's aware of it or not aware of it. We don't need his opinion. However, there's two masters. What happens is, lo yoichem mishishnei cannot eat from either one, because each one is talking about a case where each one is makbe particular that his half of this slave belongs to him. Mishachetzi ever vechetzi mechayin, somebody who is owned by two masters and then one of them freed him, so now he's half free and half a slave. Lo yoichem misharabi cannot eat from his master, because we'll see in the Mishnah Acharonim, the second Mishnah, that the master has to free him. So the machlekes Rashi and Rambam, the pshat is therefore as if he's already free, and therefore he can go ahead and eat only from wherever he nominates himself, or for, on the contrary, he's not free at all. And then we force the master to free him.
How can
Eved
Bichlal eat from Korban Pesach?
Korban Pesach
is the end of
Chedus. Eved Kanani eats from Korban Pesach. He has all the
Eved
dim
Kanani,
of a woman.
I thought we were talking about
Eved Ivri. Eved Kanani, really, for sure. And Eved Kanani we're talking about here. And Eved Kanani has all the dim of Isha. Chayiv in Korban Pesach.
Eved Kanani is for sure. So the Eved Ivri for sure belongs in the Balabos because Eved Chayiv is Mizanaisov.
Yeah, but Eved Ivri for sure is Chayiv in Korban Pesach.
Yeah,
he's
saying more than that. He's by definition the Balabos has to take care of him.
He can't get his own because Mekomo should come over, Mekomo Rabbi, so it's his master's anyway.
Lo yechal b'mishal shnei and lo mishchazev b'mishal shnei. Neither one. Ba'filu him no echal pischa. Minosin eshus lachay leka achalim neshazev. Who gave the other half permission to be nominated in this? Ve'ain like takana has no way of fixing it. Elin kein rotsh shnei yim ne ima echad. Unless both masters agree that he can join one of those kabbanis. Lo yechal mishal rabba and mishlam lo das rabbi limanos chelik achelah pischa. Probably the master only intended to include the eved part, not the free part. Lo digimarda shamet v'nei. It seems to me clearly yesh breida. We asked the woman later. So where would you rather be, your husband or your father? Moshe no raya, because the halach is by dinim of the Torah we pass a name breda. So how does this work? And also machlekes tanaim, or beya sukkah. My roite b'shas shchita. Roite meant that at the time of shchita we ask her which one do you want to be, and him machlekes a shani. Rashi says lochesham and yishbelik shadatam memokim she roite b'shas shchila kam from which she eats. When minim tuvra it comes out huvra the shchita was ikka the high pesach shapir is dalakol the high it's on this woman. How can it be? So we answer b'shas shchita. She shalun according to Rashi. We ask her in her. We ask her verbally b'shas shchita during shchita. Say which one do you want to be part of? She'll tell her which one she wants. The Me'idi learns that pshat is that what do you call it? B'shas shchita. She says later on I will choose which one I want. Interesting. So the Me'idi said not that she actually chose b'shas shchita. What's the chiddush in the Mishnah? What's the mission telling you? What's the mission telling you? That she goes with everyone she wants? Of course she goes with everyone she wants. Before you nominate, ask every person, would you want to join?
Interesting that she should be eating with her husband.
Well, we can see that women had a custom. Protocol was the first Yom Tov is to go to father's house. In yesterday's blot, you'd have seen that a kala generally is very shy. When she eats in public, she turns her face around because she just feels very uncomfortable. She still feels comfortable, more comfortable in her father's house than in her husband's family. Yeah, bye to the Gemara. So immediately following, you ask her shchita what she's going to nominate, and she says she'll nominate later, and that's good enough. That's not called braid anymore. She already started it now. But meanwhile, I'll ask you a question. We learned elsewhere, Isha, a woman, regel harishon, the first Yom Tov after the marriage, a cheliz mishalavia, protocol says you go to your father's house, her father's house. Here I am, roitza cheliz mishalavia, roitza bailo. She has a choice, either her father's house or her husband's house. It's not clear for me that she goes to the father's house. And what does that mission say that she has a choice? Like Kasha. Can but a dufalelech, if she always, every time something good happens in her husband's house, she runs home to her father to tell her father what's happening, she's constantly there, that means she's really a mommy's a girl, then we say definitely go, that's the braisa, you go to your father's house. Kamisha ain't a dufa, not a dufa, then she has a choice, her father or her husband. Rashi. Always run to father's house. The base by lechavila. She also likes her husband's house, her husband's family. Hilchach, ko shara golim vade shaycha basay. All the other yotayim definitely is her husband. But regular edition is a suffix. However, braitzah talking about a difa. Hilch regular edition vade basavir. She's constantly running to father's house, and there's no question the first yomtiv she intended to be with the father. Mikave elich suffix marin. It's a suffix. Says the gemara dechsiv. It says in the pasuk. It says in the pasuk, and later I will come to the first half of the pasuk. First, the pasuk says, "Ani chay mama wol v'shadeg midon." My chest is like towers. Then it says, "Oza yisi beinov." Then I was my husband's eyes. Kimoitz shalom, like incomplete, like incomplete. What do you mean? Rashi, kimoitz shalom. This chavavti olav. I came dear to him, and him tzeisi shleim aloy. I became full to him. There's a time when finally the kala feels that she is complete in her husband's house. But until then, she's incomplete. She's with her father. And she runs constantly to her father's house to tell you, hear the good news. My husband did this for me. Wow, what a nice guy, and so on. She's constantly telling the parents how she is going on with her new family. It says, says, I will be called your husband, but particularly, don't call me anymore, your master. A husband is the next step. A master is, it's a legal thing. Legally, you're married, but it's no, yet it's not a, you know, so you have all these legal obligations and legal rights and so on. But Ishi, her husband, is the next step. And now, finally, call me Ishi, no more Bali. So Ishi is closer than a Bal. Says the Rabbi, "Amr Abiyecham, ki kala bebeis chamer, like a kala in the house of her father-in-law. Look, kala bebeis chamer would mean the kala. The next stage is when she feels comfortable in her husband's house rather than her father's house. That's when she finally says, her husband, you're my husband, no longer my Bal, my master." Talking about this pasuk, it says, "Oh, Savaita." We have a young girl, Vishadai Mainla, that one, that she has no chest. What's the idea of a chest? That you can feed others. What are we referring to? The city of Elam, yeah, they have an Achoyslan B'chachma, they sit and they learn, they're very intelligent, but they don't know what benefits from their learning. They have no Shadayim. Who are we talking about? We'll see in a minute. We're talking about Daniel. Anich and Ezra, on the other hand, was someone who went out there and the. And Hokai saw benefit from him. He gave him bubble. And Nichaime Vishadai Kimikdollas. And Nichaime is a Taita. Vishadai Kimikdollas. Ela Tamilcham. Nichaime who teach spread the Taita. Rashi. Zuelam Shoye Bo Daniel. That was Daniel. Shnema Bani Beshushan Ashebe Elam. Hamedina Bezochalumer. Daniel learned a lot. Obavaloi Rabat's Taita Bisrol. Daniel did not spread Taita amongst Klal Yisrael. Aba Bovel Gidla Ezra Seifer. Bovel raised Ezra. The Sivet says. Hechin Lift. Levavi Yavish, Olidreish, I can see. As Terasan Hashem, Velasa Land of Israel. So he went out there and he taught everything to the Eden, Chon Mishpat, Chayke Mishpat. So therefore. Sorry? But he went to. He went to Israel, and the more we had in Gemara Sanhedrin that he would be Zoycha to bring the Tide, if not for Moshe. Vishad Eil Tamil Chamim, the chest of Tamil Chamim. They're the ones who nurse others. That's Klal Yisrael. That's a wall that protects us. Meshodai can make dollars like towers. Rashi can make dollars. Magina Ladur. They ward, they protect the generation. And the shul, the shalim adol, these are shul. The shul protect us. So this is a nichayme, that's Knesset Yisrael, that's one level. And the towers, that's the ones we see far away, who can protect us from further distances.
Our children, kinatim, megudolim, are like young saplings, minureim, and the youth. When I say no, our daughters, kizavi, like the corners, mechotavis, carved out, tavnis, hechel, the build of the hechel. What does that mean? Ashabaneinu, our children, our sons. Ashabaneinu, kinatim. Our sons are like kinatim, elu bochri Yisrael, shloi tomu tamchet. They're young saplings, they never committed a sin. But Naseinu, our daughters, Kizovius, like them, like these corners, Elu Besulas Yisrael, she oitzreis pischein lebal, oitzreis pischein lebalein. They make sure that they're pure to the husband, to they get married. Rashi, she oitzreis pischein lebalein, soismes pischein, they close their entrances, atchim is dakhlin until they get married, vein in the vozchein, they have no relation to anybody else. That's one pshat. They discuss with the husband, tell the husband when they're available or not available, when they're needed or not. Lifish man to separate from them. Even though they desire the husband, they still nevertheless are honest and tell them when they're needed. The Gemara is another pasuk. Umalu, they filled up kimizrik, like the keli kizavi's mizbech, when they fill when they bread on mizbech. What do you mean filled up? They have taiva and yet they control themselves and they say they're needed and they can't. Rashi chenu amolu mizuk kizavi mizbech ma zavi is the husband there exceed behu molu filled up hachanam and saying kizavi is al yedei shem smalas tayv full of tayv and his cock is el agibi balein the boy balein so yes they have no relation with anybody else but the husbands he boys him noch pshati is mahach me mizaveinu our corners malay ma full mafiki mizanol zon the full from one food to another. What does that mean? The chutava is tabnis hechel, the form like the wall, like the building of the hechel. Elu, both of these mila and akasik ilanim the hechel b'meyan. That if they behave this way, the Tater considers as if they build the hechel. They avoid the husbands and if anybody else till they get married and they control it. But neither. As if the hechel was built in their lifetime. Rashi knew the hechel was better. The hochi mashma mechutoves binyan hechel tavnis loshem binyan building. Dvar Hashem asher hoya el hosheya. The words of Hashem that were the Navi Hosheya says the Gemara. There were four neviim that reigned at the same time. B'mei Uzion and they outlived four kings. In the times of Uzio, Yosem, Ochaz, and Vechizkiah Melech. Is and Melch Yehuda, the king of Yehuda, but Pedik Echad Nisnabu Dal Nevin, there were four Nevim at that time, all at the same time. The Godel Shebekul and Hosheya, not Yehoshaya, we always compare Yehoshaya and Moshe, but Hosheya was the greatest Navi of them all. Shenemar says, Tchilas Dvar Hashem Hosheya, the first one Hashem spoke to was to Hosheya. The Chiba Hosheya did, but Tchilas, the first one he spoke to Hosheya, Valle Moshe, Hosheya, Kamen Nevin, there were many Nevim, there were 48 Nevim in total, and many Nevim to Moshe and Hosheya. He was the first of the Arbon Nevi'im, the four Nevi'im, that reigned at that time. Who were these four Nevi'im? Hosheya, Yeshaya, Amos, and Micha. Says the Rashi. We're comparing Knesset Yisrael like a woman was married to her husband. The family complete. So also Hosheya will soon see. Klai Yisrael is like marrying the Chesiv. It says, Tikru, Ishi, my husband, Yisrael, Kamei. Abon Avin, Kamei, Father, Shulv, Mekplein, Vechulu, Kosser, Behu, Bimei, Uziyo, Yosem, Ochaz, Yichizkyo, Kulon, Chelun, Nabe, Bimei, Uziyo, all in that time, Vikipachti, Chai, Abo, Melachim, and they outlived the life of four kings. Says Gemara further, what happened with Hosheya? Says Gemara, Omelok, this is a conversation that we figured out from the Tanakh, what happened between Abish and Hosheya. The Eden sin. What should Hosheya have said? Banecha? Heim. Banecha heim. Sorry, first of all, you should have said, Banecha heim. They're your children. They're my children, number one. Number two, Banecha heim. They're the children, the ones you cherish the most. Bnei Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. This is what Hosheya should have said. You're calling and accusing them of being my children as if I did something wrong. They're your children. Bnei B'chai Yisrael. They're the children of Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. So have Rachmanis. Loy Daish Loyamaka, not only he didn't defend the Eden, he was an advocate. The whole world is yours. Heavy to be macheres. You don't like the Eden? Find another nation. I'm more than happy. That's what he said to the Eibishter.
What should I do to him to teach him a lesson that he should understand? So the machleik is what happened, what it says now actually happened, or just all a vision that he had. I want you to marry a woman who is promiscuous. And I want you to have children that are zununim, because you don't even know if these children are really yours or not yours. And you'll still see that they're your children, you're going to love them, and you're not going to give them up so easy. And afterwards, tell him, then the Abish will tell him, send these kids away out in the wilderness. Let me see if you have the heart to send your kids away. Your wife, you don't really love because she's a Zayna. Every man in town knows her. And the kids, you're not even sure they're your kids. There's no DNA tests. And still, if I tell you to send your children away, you know, you're going to find it very difficult. You want me to send away the Yidden, even if we want to say that they're behaving in not a right way, in a promiscuous way, that they're dealing with all other religions and all other getchkes and so on and so forth. You want me to give them up? It says, take your wife. He took a woman by the name of Goymer, the daughter of Dvolim. What kind of name is Goymer, the daughter of Dvolim? So Gemara explains, Goymer, everybody had a relationship with her. Everybody in town knew her intimately. And Baz Dvolim, she was the daughter of the dried dates. What does that mean? Baz Dibara. The volume is from the word Dibara, Baz Dibara, that everybody spoke about her. Ill. Shmuel said, she was sweet in everybody's mouth like a dried fig. Everyone knew her intimately. But everyone steps on her like a Dibela. Again, everyone knew and knew her very well. Not only was she with Rishayim, they wanted to confiscate all the money from the Eden B'yameh in her time. Not only they actually took away all the Yiddish money. It says in the Pasuk, in the time of Yochas, ki of the Melech Aram, the king of Aram, made them laws, vayasimim ka'afer ladosh, and he could turn them into sand to be treaded on. And then it says, okay, so in other words, Eden had nothing left. Not what happened was, so Hashem married this woman. Vatav Taylor had a kid. I want you to call the kid's name Yisrael. Because I wanted to remind you in a little bit more time, Ufakadati is my Yisrael, al beis Yehu. That I am going to remember the blood of Yisrael, what do you call it? And on the house of Yehu. Veshafti mamachot beis Yisrael. And I'm going to bring back the house of the beis Yisrael. Rashi. I'm going to send them. So the word Yisrael is, I'm going to send them out in Golus. Had a daughter, called the girl's name Loi Ruchma. I want to remind you, I'm no longer have Rachmanus on the Eden.
So in other words, in the
he wants a Navi himself eventually to turn around and realize what he said. As a Sunsi. Call this kid Loy Ami, not my nation. Kiatan Loy Ami, no longer my nation. But and I won't be any more involved with you. Once he has kids, I said to him, you can no longer live with your wife. Avata, you have to separate from your wife. I have three kids from her. I can't send her away with a gash and divorce. This is another lesson he wanted to teach him. And you're not even sure if the kids are yours. And yet, look how much you love them. You say, I have to see Ishti and his bonai, and you can't walk away from them. Kach Yisro, Shem bonai. And B'nai B'chuni, B'nai Avram, Yitzchel Yaakov. You want, and Nachmed, Echad Ma'abo, Kinyonish, Knisi, B'ilami. It's one of the four things that I purchase in this world, that when you purchase something because you like it. Toyda Kinyonecha, Toyda is one Kinyon, Chesiv, it says, Hashem Kanani, Reisha Darke, Shemai Vodikech, the heaven, earth is one Kinyon, Chesiv, it says, Koinish, Shemai Vodic, Beis HaMigdash Kinyonecha, Midash one Kinyon, Chesiv, it says, that is a Konsi Yimino, Yisrael Kinyonecha, Eden of one Kinyon, Chesiv, Amzu Kinyisa. And the Ato of Martin, you're telling me, Havidim Umachet, just go ahead and swap them from some other nation? Kivan Shiyad, as soon as he knew Shechot, he sinned. Omar Levakesh Rachman Latzma. He realized he made a mistake. He asked Abishur Rachmanis. Omar Levakesh Rachman Latzma. Again,
Again, you're thinking only of yourself. Bakech Rachma Yisrael, Shekazar Telem Sholosh Gezeres Bavure, because of you, because you agreed that they should be punished, I actually made three terrible decrees against Bnei Yisrael. You should ask me to cancel those decrees. Omar the Bikish Rachma asked to take a daven to Bittel Gezeres. And then he started actually to bench the Eden. This is Hayshesh. Never it says, instead of saying, you're not my nation, that you're the children of the Eibishter, we'll get together, we'll gather together.
Where
did
he say this, when
Hayshesh
is saying this?
After the whole conversation. Taser says over here before that, we didn't...
Is he then saying something of his own, or is this something that's also in the Vuhi?
No, this is all part of the thing. Taisa says, that's all it says in the Tanakh. We'll figure everything else out of here.
Yeah. What I'm saying is, when he realizes that there's something wrong, he starts praising the Yidden. Is this praise of
sounds like it's him.
Own? It's not a nevuah of the Rebbeinu Shalom.
Sounds like it's him, yeah. Tell you what, right? And then to the Pasik. I'll plant him in Eretz. I'll have rachmanis on those that I said I won't have rachmanis. But the ones I said you're not going to be my nation more, you become my nation. So therefore, we see that Isaiah himself, all the things that he said was against, now came back, and that's how we figure out from his Nevi'ahs. Now we can figure out what he actually said to the Eibishter. So Rashi, Shalok Zedas, Israel. What does Israel mean? The Hainu Goyli. Israel means I'll plant you in Golus. There's three Zedas. No longer my nation, no longer Rachmanus in them. Yom Levinik Bzu, Batli Zedas, a Gol, Venechamti, Batli Zedas, Leruchma, Vamarti, Ami, Ami, Ata, not nation, my nation. But Taltuk Zedas, I'm in all my nation. Kippach. Okay, fighting more. Omer Biechen, Oila le Rabbonus, woe to those who seek Rabbonus. Because Rabbonus is not a blessing. Shemikaberes says Baleo. Anybody's a rover, so many worries that it buries, the job buries those who have the job. Shein le kol novi novi, shle kipach abim alachim yamav. Every one of these Navim outlive four. Even a novi is not a rov. A novi has to give, teach Torah, everything else. He's not a rov. A rov is the one who carries responsibilities. And every novi here outlive four kings. Shenema chazon yishav ben omer, zashe chazal yehudu v'shalayim. And Omer Biechen, Omer Biechen, okay, right, Rashi. Kiber Herech Yomim Mehem. He outlived them, Aideshim Esnasim, but Abonas Heim Mason. Because they were leaders and they had all the worries and everything else, they didn't make it. Generally, Malki Yisro, when I counted Malki Yehuda, why punk Yerovim Ben Yoyesh? Was counting those Malki Yisro, counting with Malki Yehuda, and the possible sons of he did refuse to accept Lashon Hara about Omus. That Omus said something about him. What's the Maisa? Minolon, the Imna, first of all, how do you know he was counted among Malki Yehuda? The Sibut says, Tvar Hashem Ashohel Sheben Be'edi B'mei Uziyo, who was the king of Yehuda, the Yoysim Ochaz, the Chiskiyah Malki Yehuda, and then it says, Meirov and Benyosh Melech Yisrael. So he's counted in the same Pasuk. So we see that Malki, that he was Zeichet to be counted together. Uminolon Lekib Loshnor, and how do you know that Yerov and Melech Yehuda did not accept Loshnor about Amos? The Sibut says, Vayishlach Amatsiya Koyin. Base Kele Yerov and Melech Yisrael, send him a message, Lamer. I want you to know that Amos wants to kill you. Uksiv, ki koyamer Amos, b'cher of Yamos Yerovim. That this is what he said. He wants to kill you, Amos. So what did Yerovim say? Instead of going to war, he said, Chas v'shalom, Amar oyset tzadikach. I cannot believe that that tzadik Amos would say that about me. And Nochmer, v'im Amar, if he taka did say it, mo'eselo shchina amrulay. Whatever he says is the shchina speaking. If the Eved told him they to kill me, then that's what he has to do. Who am I to stand up and defy with the Eved's instructions? Rashi, the may use your Yoysim Sefer Kro, the may you love me, Yosh Melech Yisrael. Says more of it. Rabbeleza, Philip Shas Kasha, Kesh Baruch, even when David is angry, Zerich is Rachmim, he remembers Rachmim. Even though he says, I won't have Rachmim, but at least he remembers the Midas Rachmim. Remember, it says, Kilo Oysiv Oyd Rachmim, so I will no longer have Rachmim, Eden, but he remembers Rachmim. He discussed the Midas, he said, I won't use it anymore. I won't use it anymore. Rashi, he was actually a matzia who served in Avodah Zarah. V'zoiches rachim gassinin, ki lo yisiv oyde rachim. I've got the peronis, he's bad. It could be marked him rachim. It still mentions rachim by its name. So right there, Rabbeinu Chinam HaMachom here, ki nosa esel lehem, that I will carry for them, which usually means I'm going to forgive them. Rashi, ki nosa esel lehem, losa slicha, I will forgive them. But here, it's v'atmu mitam, it's like a question mark, I will forgive them. He mentions it, but save the crowd a little at the end of the previous pasuk. You know why the Abish scattered Eden throughout the whole world? There's two reasons. One of the reasons is so that we can increase the Gedim. As the Chido says, the name of the Ramban, that every Ged, Gershon is Gai, every Ged already has a Nitzitz of a Nesham of a Yid, and therefore we got to collect all these Nitzitzes.
When we say Yitzdokos,
that's next. Shenemar, that's later. Shenemar says, I plant them in Eretz. Klud, why would you plant anything to grow back a lot more than what you planted? Klud, modem zereyeso elahachnis kama kurin. Every kur is 30 saw. You want to get back a lot more than you invested. That's right. So you invested in order to reap benefits. So the same thing over here, that the Abish spreads all over the world, so we should have gedim. Rashi writes, "Lami amiato oisin shlohay mami id kubehem b'yil become a nation." I feel like the Shoyim Shavin, he called him. I also shin him a vita. I will have him here. Vidichamti eslay ruchama. I will have Rachmanas, even those on the Zerb Rachmanas. Omer Yechim Shemishmachai, my Sivit says, Al Talshin Evid El Adoinov, do not inform about an Evid his master, Pen Yikalecha, because maybe, maybe he will curse you. Vashamta, and he will find you guilty. Ksiv, David, Aviv, Yikal, Doir, Aviv, Yikal, he will kill his father. Vas Imala Yivarech, and he won't bench his mother. Meshum Dov Yikal, Vas Imala Yivarech, Al Talshin. That's why you shouldn't inform us after that. Ningel, Afilu Doisha, Aviv, Yikal, Imala Yivarech, Al Talshin, Evel Adonav. Even in a bad generation, you should not inform an Evid to his master. Minola Mahishaya, from Hosea. Rashi, what do you mean from Hosea? Shenitfus, that he was caught, Al Shahil, that Eden deserved to be punished. The Abish wanted to punish them. And Hosea said to the Abish, I agree with you. And the Abish had already organized three punishments for them. And yet the Abish was upset for Hosea. Why did you speak ill about the Eden? So it shows to me that even though the people are terrible, they curse their parents, and they don't bench their mothers, and so on, still don't inform their master on them. And don't tell the Abish that they deserve, because Hosea. Shenitfus, Al Shahil, so he was punished because he spoke out against the Eden. Even though they're sinning, they deserve it. Now this is what you were saying before. Amar Beis Chazir was a pasuk tzidkas pirzoina beYisrael, that it was righteous the fact that they were scattered in. So Tzidkas Yerbochosh beYisrael, we change the word pirzoin to pizrin. The Bein Umi is scattered among the nations, and that's why, in historically, whenever the Eden suffered in one second country, didn't suffer the other. When Ashkenazim suffered, the Sfardim didn't. When the Sfardim suffered, Ashkenazim was always very different. I know that who mean the Rabchanina, this application of Chanina, Anan, my Lini, Menach, we're better than you. Ksid Bechu, by you it says, Kishreishas Chadoshim, Yosef Shom, by you it says, he sat there 6 months, and they're waiting for the war, Vilanan, Vilanan, Isnichu Gabon, Kamashani, Lokavdil Chomidi, and by us, a number of years, we didn't do anything to you. Rashi, Tzedaka, Asa, Shepizan, Shaloi, Ha, Yechailin, Lishloichim Yachad. He can't destroy them all in one go. So he's saying, yeah, you guys, it took you 6 months and you threatened over there Edom and so on and so forth. We, on the other hand, were nice enough to let you stay with us for a while and we didn't do anything to you. He said to him, to the men, Chanina, you know, you mind if I send you one of my students to discuss this with you? Went to him. You know why you guys didn't hurt us? Not because you were nice to us. You didn't know what to do with us. You would think you had a whole debate. Should we destroy all the Eden Kulu? Less than the Gabaychu. You don't have control over all the Eden. My dear Gabaychu, if you only can destroy the Yidin now under your reign, people will say, oh, you only kill that certain subject, not all the subjects. They'll call you like a wounded or a limping kingdom. The doors of Rome. And you're so right. Like you were sitting there in our rooms. It's exactly what we discussed, and that's how we started, and that's how we finished. We wanted to destroy everybody. We couldn't. Then we said to apart, and it's not a good idea. So not because we were nice guys. You were so right. Rashi. To answer you. The doors of Rome, it's like a special way to But exactly, all the time we're scheming how to destroy the Eden. It says in Posik, Elohim, Havin Darka, the Abish to understand his ways. Who Yod doesn't become, you know exactly what to send us. It's interesting. The Abish knew that we couldn't take the Gzeiras of Rome. and we couldn't tolerate the Xerus of Rome. That's why the Eden went to Bavel and they stayed there for 1,000 years, and that's why they were able to build the Shas and all the yeshivas, because it was much more peaceful there, even though they came later on, the Chavadim and others, the Parsim, and they made Eden a hard time, but for a long time it was peaceful. A lot better than it was under the Christians in Rome. The Crusades and then Holocaust. You know why David sent us to Babel? Because it's very flat, and he can take us out of there very quickly. Rashi. Kastim, Babel were not as vicious as the other nations. He can take us out of there quickly. I will take them out from there. I will take them out from the depths of the Sheol, and I will take them out of the depths of I will redeem them from death. You know why David sent us to Babel? Because Aramaic is the closest language to Hebrew, and even though the Eden will forget Hebrew and they'll speak Aramaic, it still won't be so difficult to learn Torah, because Aramaic is very similar to Hebrew, which makes the other Gemara and Shabbos we had so difficult to understand that you shouldn't daven in Aramaic, because Malachim don't understand. They understand every other language except Aramaic. When Aramaic is, the Gemara says right here, is the closest language to Hebrew. And that's why he sent us there. Rashi, L'shoyin L'shoyin Toyle, V'loy tishtakach Toyle mehen mayim. Won't forget Toyle so quickly, because the words are similar. Interesting. You know why I'm next? You know why he sent us to Babel? Because we went back to where we started out, the Jewish nation started from. Where did Avram come from? If a man gets upset with his wife, where does she go? Where does he send her back? Where she came from. Same thing, he went back to the roots. Always go back to the roots. This Alexander said, three people went back to their roots. Elohim Yisrael, the Eden, went back to the roots, to Babel. Kesef, money, Kesef Mitzrayim, the money in Mitzrayim went back to the roots, because it was confiscated from the Eden, went back to Mitzrayim. And Ksav Luchas, Oisus Parcha Ba'abe, the letters of the Luchas went back to Shemaim. Yisrael, hold on, we just said. Kesef Mitzrayim, the letters of Hebrew, Shana Chamish, the Melech Chavam, Ola Shishim, the Mitzrayim, Ayyuban and Shlaim, it took everything away, confiscated all the money, took it all back. And Ksav Luchas, the Sea, the Ezrim, the Einechim, I'll break them to your eyes. It means you saw the words floating back to Shemaim. Tony, we learned Luchas Nishbu, the Luchas broke, the Oisus Parcha, and the letters went flying back to Shemaim. Rashi. They took out all his money, but you know, they cleaned it out, they made the chavim, all the shishim el Mitzrayim, but not, they took his kolayts, all the treasures, the nechim, klev, edov, pelet,
this is correct, then what was the time that the light of the earth there against the Eden that they came there, and I said, it didn't work, but you could have given them the answer, you know,
you could have answered that.
You could have answered this.
It's true. Maybe it was symbolic, maybe they didn't take the equal amount of money, but symbolic, he took some money back. The eye looks over there, something you can see, the letters flying back. Ulam Ula says, you know why he sent the bubble? Because the tamarim, what's very available, are dates. And dates are very good to learn Torah, the askew potato. Dates are very good, they're cheap, so you can eat, you don't have to work. You don't have to work at all, you can go sit and learn a kail the whole day. And all you need to earn is a few cupcakes so you can buy dates, and you're satisfied. And some chai, you can learn. Rashi, tomorrow, yes, Bob Habas, plenty of tomorrow. Ula, tomorrow, tell a story. Ula, equal Pupadisa. Ula once went to Pupadisa. Krevule, they gave him to eat. Tirana de Tamari, a whole basket full of dates. Amaluhu, Kama Kihani Bezuza. How many dates does it cost a Zuz? Amal, he said to him, class Zuz, three. You can get three whole dates for one Zuz. Amar, oi. Molet Sana de Dusha Bezuza. You can get so much honey, so many dates for one Zuz. Ubavloi la Oski Baraisa. What excuse for every person living in Babel not learning a Kaila the whole day and learning Taita? It's so you don't need to have make a lot of money to live, to sustain yourself. A couple of cupcakes will do the job. So you should be learning Taita the whole day. Anyway, that night, he ate quite plenty of dates. Balila, that night, he had to go to the toilet. He had stomach aches. He had terrible sodas. Saru, he had plenty of stomach pain. Omar, he said, in Babel, you can buy a whole basket of poison that kills you, deadly poison for one zuz. No, but these dates are not so good. They kill you. They're deadly. And yet, Ubavloy Oskar Eisen, you have so many people in Babel still learning Torah. Unbelievable people. Same event. You can see it in two different ways. Rashi. Rashi, Tinu Sal, basket coming in, the Kamamele, Bezuzah, and Zuz. Okay, back to Murder. Roman Abelazim, I said, Beholchu, Amim Rabim, many nations went. And by Omru, they said, Lechu, Venaila Hashem, let's go up to the mountain of Hashem. Let's go, El Basil Ke Yaakov, to the house of Yaakov. Says the Gemara, Leke Yaakov, Leke, why is mentioned the house of Yaakov, the house of God of Yaakov, doesn't mention Avram Yitzchak. El Lake Avram, not like Avram, because Bahar Mountain. Shalem Marashi Yom, Bahar Hashem, Yom, Avram is called a mountain. Like Yitzchak, she calls the Besod, referring to the Besod, called the field. She called the Besod, Elke Yaakov, she called the Bais.
It's a bais, a house. He's very much more inviting. Han means like Avraham Avinu was on top of a mountain. He looked down at everybody. Yitzchak was alone in solitude. But Avraham said, it's a house. Everybody feel welcome. Come here. They all join. Shalom Yikar Hashem Mokom. Who beis kelm? Rashi called a bais mokom yushua. Settle place. Omar Rabbi Yechon said, God will keep his goliaths. Kehiyem Shiri Boshim Ayin Vodah. The day of the Mashiach will come and gather all the people in goliaths. It's just like the day of creation. Shalom it says, V'nikki v'tzu b'nei Yehudu b'nei Yisrael yachtav. V'samu lehem reish echad. He became one leader. V'olu min ha'aretz. Ki godl yoyim Yisrael. Because this day, the day of gathering together, is a great day. It says Yoim, and says like the creation says Yoim. So we're saying that the ingathering of all the exiles is just like creation. Rashi, Yoim Yisrael, Yoim Kineshin, day of gathering, Metagamin, Vekarla, Yoim Kitzi, break of creation. Okay, let's just do a little bit of the Gemara, yesterday's Gemara. We'll stop and pay up on the base, the Nusugi, by the two dots, and if we have time, we'll catch up another one a little later as well. The two dots and pay up on the base. You have two groups of machlekes tanoim there, whether you have one pesach can be divided in two different houses or two different groups, but one person cannot eat in two places. The other way around, one you definitely have to have in one group, but one person can start at one place and then move to another place. Says the Gemara, but the Mishnah says that a kala turns her face around. Machlekes Rashi and other Rishonim, whether it means that she must turn her face around because it's not nice for a kala to eat the first meal in front of other people, or she's allowed to because she's embarrassed. Says the Gemara, my time was reason. She's embarrassed. Rav Huna once came to the house of Rav Nachum Yitzchak. Amru le mashiv, what's your name? Amalu, he said, my name is Rav Huna. Amru, they said, oh, your name is Rav Huna, you're a chashavid. Nesem mara puri, everybody sits on the floor. You guys sit in the bed. You, Rav Huna, sit in the bed. Yosef, he sat down on the bed. Then Yavale Kosa, they gave him a cup to drink. Kobla, he took it straight away. Bechadzim, with one ass. They didn't have to ask him twice. Then Vishasti Batilim, he drank it down two gulps, not just one gulp. Lehadirape. And he didn't turn away when he drank. He looked at all them when he drank. Amrulay, my time is Rav Huna. So they said to him, oh, this behavior is so unruly, so crass. They said to him, why do you say your name is Rav Huna? We asked you your name. You said Rav Huna, so we rather assumed you're some big guy. It turned out to be you behave like a very ordinary person, and worse. So he said, why are you called Rav Huna? Amrulay, he said, Bala Shemani. Rashi is interesting. Rashi said, when I was born, that's the name they gave me, Rav Huna. He asked me my name. I'm Rav Huna. Other Rishonim say that when I was young, I got smicha, so I was called Rav Huna from young. Okay, so he was being very humble. My time, ki amlach, why won't you say Nesa put, he said to bed, Yossi, said straight away. Then shouldn't you have declined first, you know, be a mensch, you'll be polite? Amluhu, famous Gemara, remember the Gemara. Kol ma sheyem lecha balabayis, I say, whatever your balabayis says to do, you do. Chutz would say, except going out. The prince is being machlek, is whether it's part of the Gemara or not. According to the Sfasemis writes, that this Maimon Chazal was said after the story about Kamsa. The whole story about Kamsa came out because the owner said to leave and the guy left. And then the Chacham made a takana that everything a Balabas says to do, you should do, except Mitzay. That's why. Others took it out because they say, if a Balabas sends you out of the house, what right do you have to stay? What do you mean? What do you mean to say? If he tells you to leave, I don't have a right to tell you who to stay in my house or not. So they take this out of the Gemara. But I remember the 30 years ago during the elections, it came, I forgot which group came out, and they said, Chutz Mitzayis, you can vote for everybody you want, Chutz Mizrachisten, Zionisten, and Agudisten. Anyhow,
no points for guessing who said that.
That's right. Then you can vote.
I'm surprised they voted at all.
Then he said, my time, what's the reason? What's the reason when they gave you a cup, they offered you a cup, you took it in one go? Amalahu, because the rule is Misarvin Lakotin, you decline when somebody equal or smaller than you says so. Misarvin God, but from the adult, somebody greater than you, the owner of the house says drink, you have to accept straight away. It's not covered to say no. My time, we said the same thing by Minyan Lachaz as well. My time, Yeshiva said, why drinking two gulps like such a, you know, instead of drinking a normal way? Amalahu, it's not because the seven fish we had. The time you will learn the Brahis, I show you, because if I was a cup of one gulp, it's a gargan, you're a glutton, a guzzler. Shnayim Derechet, drinking two, that's the correct way. Shloisha megase ruach. If you're drinking in three cups, then it means you're savoring it. You're a gans, you know, you're a bagaiva, full of yubri. My time eloy hadarta abcha. Why did you turn your face away when you were drinking? Amluhu kala hefech penanan. Doesn't the mission here that only a kala turns her face around in the barrier? That means everybody else. You don't turn your lot drink in front of other people. Moses tells the story. Rabbi Shmuel, but Rabbi Yisi Iklav, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yisrael Kunya. Rabbi Shmuel, this Rabbi Yisi once came to the house. Rabbi Shimon, the son, Rabbi Yisrael Kunya.
In other words, this house, this was Rabbi Yitzchak from Nachalitza. Yeah. The house didn't know any of this.
Interesting. So Moses tells an interesting story. Look at Moses, a different twist. This is already earlier. Tanaim. Yavalei Kosa gave him a cup of drink. Kabla bechadzi took it in one go. Vishasi bechadzin. He drank it all in one gulp. Don't you agree with the Braisa? If you drink it in one go, gulp, you're a guzzler.
Amluhu, he said to them three things. Loi Amri, when do you say a guzzler if you give him a decent sized cup? You gave me a kreischa cut in a small cup. There's no such thing as if I were drinking two gulps, I would look like one of these fastidious people. And the second thing, if you ain't chamas, what should I do? Your wine was very sweet and it's very delicious. I drank it in one go. And you kreischa the chava, plus I got a big stomach. I have a big appetite. So when do we say that you should drink it slowly? A person doesn't have a big appetite. A big appetite, I'm an exception. What's the hero of this Gemara? I'm not sure. I'm going to say, B'nei Chabuda, a group of people who hire a shamash together and they tell them what to do. There's certain rules and etiquette. Nichnasim b'shloisho, all three should go in together. You don't go one at a time and the shamash is not serving you. It's not fair. You have to all go three together. But once you're there together and one of them finishes early, you can leave and the shamash has to remain and serve the other two and then the final other one. Omer Abu Da'il Bidna, the Regid Lemele, all went together when the time went normal to go out. V'hu Dargish Bo Da'ilem, and he ate normally and he left earlier. But if you make it very difficult for the shamash, you don't have to. You have to pay him. The last person, because you had more advantage. Yeah. But Allah is not like that. You don't have these rules. No. B'chlal, we're talking about etiquette. Talking about etiquette here.
If they washed, then
they're going to
start together anyway to bed.
The Rishayim already asked that. The Rishayim already asked the media and others ask around here about washing. Either they're talking about washing or talking about, that they bench and they have dessert afterwards or something.